You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moisha. We have a special guest caller today. He's a friend of mine. His name is Riz. Say hello to the masses, Riz.
Hey, masses. How you doing?
I was just talking to Riz the other day on the IM, the Internet Messenger, for those that don't know this, aren't like tech, I don't know what the word is. Give me
savvy.
There we go.
Savvy, the tech savvy.
You know, I should have you here every week because I don't fucking know English. Okay. And I said to him, I gotta go. I can't talk right now. I gotta go. I'm gonna see Predator versus Alien or Alien versus Predator. You know, who could get that shit straight? And he says to me, and I was like embarrassed to say this because he like said, I didn't like volunteer the information. He said, you know, oh, where are you going? And I said, I'm gonna see this. Alien versus Predator. I couldn't lie. And he said to me, I'm gonna see that too. And I really lost a lot of respect for him.
Which is weird, considering that AVP turns out to be as classic as the very first Alien. Is the best in the series. They never came close again to the kind of feel from that first movie. AVP is great.
Hold on, are you telling me you saw it?
I saw it. I saw AVP.
Hold out here. Are you telling me it was good?
Yes. Why, do we have something to talk about now?
Yeah, I thought I was shocked.
Dude, that movie, you know what? That movie, for an action-adventure horror movie, it was frightening. And I haven't been frightened inside of a movie. That movie was great.
You're kidding me.
There were like two teams of really bad people, bad monsters, killing and eviscerating innocent people. It was terrifying.
All right.
You didn't like AVP. Wait a second. What made you want to go into AVP?
We're moving on. Because I wanted to get on more important topics.
I loved it.
I thought you were going to say, I didn't see it yet, or it sucked. So I thought there was no brainer.
I drove 50 miles to go and see it. I live out in the city.
You know what? We'll talk about this later.
All right. It's a good message.
You know, this is...
Dude, I can tell you some things about AVP that you might not have noticed. That's probably it.
Oh, save it. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about, like, something, like, really important. There's, like, a satanic convention of Satanists, of evil fucking bastards, in New York City. It's not happening. It hasn't happened yet. But it's going to happen, I think, on Monday.
Can I talk?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that you're talking about the Republicans.
You can call them that.
I imagine that you're talking about the Republican convention.
Yeah.
Okay, can I talk to, I don't know anything about Satanism, except, like, we all, you know, like, ooh, Damien and
but we can agree that these people are evil.
And that Roman Polanski movie, what was that Roman, see, that was a good Satanist movie, that Roman Polanski movie with the baby, Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask you a question. Did you see Rosemary's Baby?
I saw part of it.
Okay, those people may have been Republicans. See.
Were they? I don't remember.
I don't know, except
they looked like Republicans, actually, didn't they?
They did, actually.
I think that movie was really a metaphor for, like,
Republicanism.
Yeah, and they were like Rosemary. She was like a Democrat. She was a liberal, and they were like infecting her with the demon seed
of Republicanism.
Yes, you can look at it that way as a metaphor.
Oh, you absolutely could. And the best movie to look at that way is They Live by John Carpenter.
That's definitely
clearly.
The whole thing is just a metaphor. Yeah.
Right, about the...
That's clearly...
The aliens.
Yeah, that's clear.
However, you know what I just want to say, just to be a little bit fair here, some of these people are not... I mean, it's not like Satanism. They're not wearing cows. They're not, you know, stealing babies.
You know what? I shouldn't have called them Satanists, okay?
Okay.
However,
all right.
They
all
are right. In league with the devil.
Okay, I can't understand.
I mean, they're not officially Satanists. They don't, you know, worship Satan. They don't go through rituals. Well, I think they probably do chew heads off bats and you know, probably do really perverse, evil things. Shit that I can't even talk about here. I can't even talk about this. This is a family radio show. I can't even talk about the kind of perversity that these people probably...
Not all of them. Some small part of them. Probably.
Okay.
But here's my... You know, this is what perplexes me the most about Republicans, is that, like, you look at liberal values, they're like, let's see if we can be nice to some people. Let's see if we can, like, be nice to, like, poor people. Let's see if we can be nice to old people that don't have money. I can't understand not being nice to people. It seems to be an entire party of people who don't want to be nice. Because, like, you know, I work at a school where all of the kids have been raised by Republicans. Every single one of them. These are junior college students.
Yeah.
And here's a particularly...
They're brood of the devil.
They are. They are the devil's brood. I work at Devil's Brood College, actually. And I can tell you that...
DBC.
DBC.
It's
DBCC because it's a community college. But any, you know, people in English departments from major universities like Purdue especially, for instance, that want me to come and teach at like their university, I'm ready to go. In a heartbeat would I leave these Republicans behind. But here's an attitude that they have. Prison is a cakewalk and that it needs to be made worse.
Well, you know, Republicanism is based on social Darwinism.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It's this they took this Darwin's theory of evolution and perverted it to fit to, you know, so that it to fit to the social order of things.
It's that, and that everything is a choice, and you are ultimately responsible for the consequences of every choice you make.
Yes.
So that if you find yourself being, well, bum bumped in the penitentiary.
That's your problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
it has nothing to do.
The system is fair and just.
Right. Oh, you're familiar with Father Gogan. Father Gogan.
I think it's like Gergen.
No, that's the trouble with newspapers. I don't listen to the television or the radio. Well, I listen to radio, but I don't remember how to pronounce his name. But he was a pedophile and a miserable, disgusting Catholic priest pedophile that went through our judicial system, and a judge sentenced him to 7 years behind bars. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Guess who meted out his sentence for him? A criminal inside the walls of a penitentiary. Who's responsible for that?
You telling me Gergen was killed?
Oh, Gergen was killed last year. He was killed within like 3 weeks of entering
I don't even remember.
There's a penitentiary outside of Boston somewhere, and
I didn't know he was killed.
Yes, he was killed by another inmate, and that's it. You know, and the same thing happened to Jeffrey Dahmer.
I have trouble feeling really sorry. It's not a great example.
No, it's not. Except that the kids that I teach, they believe that any kind of inmate-on-inmate violence that happens behind bars is not cruel and unusual punishment. The question here is whether or not it becomes sort of like unconstitutional. What happens to people, and these Republicans believe that anything that happens, you know, if they slept on glass, it would be okay. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I totally see what you're saying. I think that there's this great evil in the whole... We could do a whole show on the evil of the criminal justice system, of the prison system.
Republicanism.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's evil stuff. I agree. But anyways, I want to talk about this convention because I'm really afraid for, you know, I'm just an armchair revolutionary. I just, you know, do my show and my blog and, you know, say my shit and I don't really risk getting arrested, being beaten up by cops, you know. I'm basically, you know, a chicken shit, like George Bush.
You're really not, yeah.
I'm afraid to really get, you know, hurt. I'm a sissy, you know. But, there's a lot of, and I'm afraid, because there's a lot of, people that are just pissed off, and I've been invited to go and protest in New York. I'm just a sissy, and I turn them down, but because I'm afraid. And this is why I'm afraid, because this evil government in New York City, run by this motherfucker millionaire Michael Bloomberg.
He must be a billionaire.
He might be a billionaire. I wouldn't doubt it.
Easy.
Okay. He's not giving out permits to protesters. So,
and that's a free and open democracy, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's depriving them. And he's a Republican, by the way. I just want everyone to know. He's a Jew. He's an evil Jew. I'm Jewish. You know, I'm Russia, but I don't want to bash Jews.
Neither do I.
He is an evil Jew, and he brings great shame to the Jewish people. But anyways, I just had to get that in. He and the whole of the government of New York have conspired to deny the First Amendment rights of people to demonstrate. Okay? I mean, this is really serious. And what's going on is that the protesters are saying, fuck it, we're protesting anyways. And something's going to happen. I know something will happen. There might not be violence, okay, but there's probably going to be a minimum arrest. There's definitely going to be arrest. There's going to be trouble. I'm afraid.
There's going to be arrests in excess of 500 people. Maybe thousands of people will get arrested.
I'm afraid.
Why would you be afraid?
I'm afraid for my brothers and sisters that have the guts to go to New York and say, we're sick of this shit. You know? I'm afraid for them. I'm afraid that a cop is going to beat them over the head.
Oh, I don't think anybody's going to get killed protesting. They want the lump.
Well, you ever hear about the Democratic National Convention in
1968?
Yeah. A lot of head beaten there.
People didn't get killed.
I don't know about that, but I know a lot of people were hurt.
They've written a song about it, like Four Dead in Ohio. Now that was a protest where people died, dude.
But
you think people are going to die? You think they're going to be out there putting flowers in the end of rifle butts and somebody's going to pull the trigger and shoot them?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone's going to get shot. I hope not. But
I'm not so worried about it. In November, if one of these protesters takes a bullet, the Dems will win.
No. I am not so much worried about people getting shot as I'm worried about people getting their heads beat in by baton.
They knew the job was dangerous when they took it.
Yeah, but they're doing what they need to do.
It's what we need to do. We should be there. If I could be there, I would be there, but I have to teach the demon spawn.
Oh. I'm busy being an armchair revolutionary.
Get there, dude.
I'm not going. I have too many medical problems anyway.
You know the irritable bowel syndrome at the Republican convention could be really useful.
Turn around. Bam.
This should line them up, all the predators. Okay, I'm here with the animal mountain. Okay, we're going for the first of all.
Yeah, the moose loves to out of it. Anyways, you know, I want to move on.
All right.
I want to move. I have a new concept. I have an idea, and I want to run it past you. Oh, by the way, I forgot to hand out the number, man.
Send it out.
Here's the magic number. We are recording live right now. This is now 8:18 Pacific time.
That 18 minutes went so fast. What a good radio program, huh?
Dude, we went up 100 points in the ratings. We were at 354, okay?
Yeah.
And now we're at today we were at 154. 100 points.
Wow.
I'm headed for number one, baby.
They want to call. Give them a number, dude.
Here's the number. 415-738-0689. And normally, I would just tell, like, all the Republicans and the Libertarians and all the other fascist fucking assholes not to call, because I don't want to talk to them, but, you know, fuck it. I need a caller for that. I don't care.
I'll be shocked. If you want to see more of my hair fall out, call.
You know something? I told my father to call just to test the calling.
He's not going to call.
Yeah, I don't even think my old father's going to call. That's
actually,
how the is.
I want to talk to your call about sportmail.com.
No. Do not. I think I might even have to edit that out.
Oh, no, really? Why?
Dude. We're not going there.
Oh, it's good radio.
Anyway. Let me repeat the number.
All right.
41.
Do it again.
415. When Riz is through.
All right. Fucking do it.
Laughing.
All right, do it.
Okay, are you okay? No.
Okay,
dude, this is the abuse I take on a daily basis.
Oh, I'm gonna hurt myself. If anybody's listening to this, and you don't know what I'm laughing about, the sperm mail.
Dude, don't say that. Jesus. Don't do that.
Oh, God. We gotta keep it.
Don't do it.
All right.
What an asshole.
What?
Okay. Please give us a call. Say hello. 415-738-0689. And you know what? I would like to get some people that are going to be demonstrating at New York. And I would like to get their input. Oh, man. Okay. I'm pouring some water while you're laughing.
I'm not laughing. I want to talk about the protesters.
I can't even hear you. Like,
okay.
You're right. In this crazed, high-pitched word for this.
Okay. No, it was amusing for me to think that I could have talked to your dad about those pictures.
All right. I have this idea for a meat sandwich. You know how you get like a roast beef sandwich? Like sandwiches have meat, roast beef, like a hamburger is basically a sandwich, has bread and hamburger in the middle, it's meat, bologna sandwich. I'm going to introduce a new concept, and a sandwich with only meat. So you would use meat as the bread. You would substitute the bread for meat.
You got your hands all over the roast beef.
No, this is what you do. For example, you would take two salmons.
Salmon?
Salmons.
All right.
Take two salmons and put, like, I don't know, some roast beef in the middle.
Some mutton.
No.
Salmon and mutton would go good together.
Well, who knows? And it would just be meat.
Have you ever had mutton, by the way?
No, have you?
Yes, I have.
That sounds disgusting.
Really?
It sounds very unkosher.
By the way, Riz is an aspiring vegetarian, and you know what mutton comes from?
That's why my meat sandwich idea really didn't I don't think it...
Well, I don't, because meat is gross, dude.
But, dude, here's the thing, and here's the beauty of my concept.
Yeah?
When you're eating a sandwich, the bread just gets in the way.
Are you on a low-carb diet thing? Are you, like, Atkins?
No, I'm not. But this
is like
the meat
Atkins
sandwich
dream.
Is Atkins-friendly.
Yes, it is. It's total Atkins, dude. They're out there doing it. There are people at, like, salad bars scooping up handfuls of turkey and shoving it into their mouth.
I would love this. Here's the thing. When I'm eating a sandwich, I don't want the... I want to get to the meat. You know what I'm saying?
What happened to the Republican protester thing?
This is like, think of it as like TV, okay? I like to just hit you.
Shifting around.
Well, yeah, one thread after another. It's like...
What about raw? What about the raw meat sandwich with no bread?
No, but I was thinking about putting some cheese in the middle. Cheese.
Okay. Or tomato?
Meat sandwich with cheese, no. I would not have anything that is not meat.
Cheese is not meat. I mean, contrary to what
cheese is, but it's meat. It's dairy. It's like liquid meat. It's like converted liquid meat.
Basically, anything that an animal had to suffer to provide.
I can't talk about this with you.
What?
Oh, man.
What?
Jesus. You veggie people are so sensitive. Jesus.
I'm an aspiring vegetarian.
The
mutton thing happened like a decade ago.
You're a hypocrite.
Do you know what? There are people out there who... I am a hypocrite because I'm an aspiring vegetarian, but there are vegans out there who are not hypocrites, you know, and more power to them.
Dude, okay, fuck. We're not talking about this anymore.
All right,
because
fine.
You have no sense of humor when it comes to meat. You have a...
Exactly.
You've got you're in meat denial. So fuck it.
All right. I deny meat.
I'm moving on.
All right.
I want to talk about Mission Accomplished. You know?
Oh, my God. I love Mission Accomplished, dude.
Okay.
Talk about
now
it.
Now, I want to ask you a question. Okay.
Was the mission accomplished? Is that the question?
This is what I want to ask you.
All right.
I want to ask you about Mission Accomplished.
Okay.
And here's the question.
What a moron in this guy. Go
ahead. When George Bush flew in on the aircraft carrier
to San Diego
in that fighter jet, you knew.
Do you know that for a long time I thought that photo op was taken like in the Persian Gulf?
Yeah.
It was in fucking Southern California, outside of Tijuana, dude.
It was 30 miles off the coast of California.
Yes.
The ship was returning home.
Right.
I mean, but here's the thing. The media, you know, you did get the details in print media, but I remember I was watching Fox News.
It seemed like he was out there in the Persian Gulf.
When I watched this story, it might not have been Fox, it might have been MSNBC. However, there was not one mention
of San Diego.
Of the fact that this was 30 miles off the coast of California.
We're on the same page with this.
I mean, what the fuck is that? I mean...
No, he's a coward. He's a bullshit artist. It's all about spin. It makes me want to vomit.
You know, folks, if you're just tuning in, I want you to call. The number is...
Honest to God, if George Bush does not make you want to vomit, call him.
I want
to talk to somebody that George Bush that thinks George Bush is strong.
Okay, fine. Fuck. 415-738-0689. And if no one calls, I'm going to really start getting angry and calling you people assholes and berating you people.
Eat the toll on this one.
What?
Don't abuse the listeners, though. They're sweet.
I could abuse them. I mean, they don't help me. Well, they are.
Why should they?
Dude, I mean, you know, do you ever listen to, like talk, like, internet talk radio? It's all full of angry white men, man phone.
Who I've listened to? I've listened to that fucker Michael Savage.
Oh, no. I listen,
Do you know how good that feels to say that fucker Michael Savage? Who, you know, he says liberals, one, he says,
I never heard him. Go on.
He says liberalism is a mental disease, and I've had to suffer through
I believe it's sort of in the same thing, only I believe, I call it disease too, but not liberalism. I call republicanism a disease. It's just, it's like a cancer, and you just got to extricate it.
No, you know what? It's just, I really believe in, I mean, and this is where I'm naive, and I'm not cool, and I'm not progressive, and I fucking don't win brownie points when I say, I love America. You know what? I go right on record saying that, and I believe that this country has real potential for creating the greatest happiness and the greatest, like, contentment for the most people because of the balance that we have between these fucking psychotic Republicans and the wishy-washy, weak-kneed Democrats. I like the balance thing. I just don't like to see Satan's son, George W. Bush, in office anymore.
You know, you're more optimistic than I am. You know, I think this country is rotten to the core. I think we wouldn't elect assholes like this if we weren't evil.
Well, no. It's not that. It's not about being evil. It's that the media has made everybody so stupid. I mean,
here's the thing. The media they are the handmaidens of the right wing. And
this makes me want to vomit because during the Clinton administration, they kept saying liberal media this and liberal media that. It's not true. It's just that the media is it's sucking at the tit of money. They will do anything that they can to dumb down the news. Now, Fox Network, yes, you're right. It is in the pocket of the administration.
MSNBC, they're evil too. Don't forget them.
I know, but it's what the sad thing that's happened is that everybody is just, you know, too dumb to find their own ass with both hands. You know?
Okay. I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Right now I'm reading the Basketball Diaries.
Isn't that a great book?
And you know what I was thinking? No, I think it's a sucky book, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
I read it when I was 15, so don't quiz me on it, but I remember enjoying it.
You know what I'm thinking?
15. What?
This is, in terms of his style, this is the closest thing that I've read to your book. I like to get onto your book.
Okay.
But first I want to get, I just want to talk about the Basketball Diaries. I hate this book. It really makes me angry.
Steals stuff and he hurt his mom or something like that?
The stealing doesn't bother me.
Okay.
What bothers me is all the talk of the sexual conquest. It's just, he's like a James Bond of heroin addict hippie kids, you know? He's like, he has sex with women like they're water. It's like nothing.
Dude, you know, some people get a lot of pussy.
Oh!
No, it's true.
I see. Liz and I had a little discussion before the show, and I said, we're not going to use the P word.
I apologize. I apologize for using the P word, but
you know something?
The F word a lot.
You know something?
What?
Use the P word.
I'm only going to use it that once.
No, I don't want to deprive your right to free speech. However, I don't want any, I am not associated with that word in any way.
Well, yeah, no, obviously.
Anyways. dirty talk for our family audience.
Wait a second now. Here, you were actually about to talk about how I believe you were saying that it's unrealistic to believe that this kid could have pulled off as many conquests.
I don't know. Maybe he did. But it's just sort of, I'm reading this, and it's like it's making me really angry. I'm like so jealous. And it's like, what is this? I mean, why do I need to read all this? I mean, where is it getting me, you know?
Enjoying it?
How is it advancing me? I don't know. I think he sucks. And another thing about the book that I don't think is like your book. It's like it really feels like it's written by a teenager. But this book, it feels like it's written by the wisest. Hold on.
You gonna call?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy,
I dropped line one. God damn. Let's hope that my co-host calls me back.
Okay.
God damn it. By the way, listeners, this is my father. I told him to call me for, I wanted to test the conferencing capability, and I think we had a bit of a fuck up. So, you know something? I'm gonna have to, alright. I'm gonna have to keep going. So thank you, Dad, for calling. But I have sort of a problem now. Oh, here, I got someone back in my line. Hold on. Hello?
Did I get dropped?
Yeah, sorry, I hung up. Hold on. Hello? Oh, boy. Boy, that is a major fuck up.
Yeah, that was.
Okay, I jumped right on it. I just hit line two.
Yeah.
Dad, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. This is Riz.
Hello, Riz.
This is my friend. This is my father.
Hello, father.
And we had a little bit of a fuck up, but we're beyond that.
Were you listening to the earlier part of the show?
He should.
Hello, I don't hear you too clearly.
That's not very good.
The volume could be higher.
How is my volume?
Your volume is fine.
His volume is not.
Right.
God damn.
Well, that's why you're having a test.
Yeah, maybe I should get a better phone. Maybe that would help me.
What?
I just bought this piece of shit on eBay for like $20.
Moshe's father, were you listening to the earlier part of the show?
No.
Oh, too bad. We had great fun.
My sound card is it's in need of being replaced.
Okay. Thanks, man, for calling, Dad. I appreciate that.
Okay.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
Now, Riz?
Yes?
If I hang up on you, call me back. We're going to try to go to line one. Okay?
Is there like a different person on line one?
You're on line one. Here we go.
So.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Damn. That sucked.
The levels were really off. You just said your own name.
What do you mean?
You said it. You just said your own name.
Say that again?
You said your own real name.
Who said it?
I heard you say it. Sadly, I said it twice, so you'll have to edit those out.
I didn't say my own name.
You did, though. If you listen closely, you did. You said, that sucked, blank.
No, I didn't say that. Well, I'll hear the recording and I'll know. Anyway, I might even edit out this whole complete disaster.
Yeah, now this disaster has to go.
God damn it. And now I gotta buy, like, another fucking phone.
But, dude, there was some really good stuff there. That was really good. I feel totally complete. I think that there was, you couldn't stop the earlier stuff.
I don't feel good because, you know, my father couldn't hear you well.
But you have to leave in the stuff about the website.
Okay. Let's get on with the basketball diaries.
All right.
Oh, man.
We were talking about dog's days.
No, we weren't talking. We were going to get to.
Were we moving to dog's days?
Hold on.
Because dog's days is the basketball diary of the 2000s.
Now, look.
Yeah?
What I was saying is that your book, which is dog's days, we will get to that. It really feels like it's written by a teenager. And this book, feels like it's written by, like, the most sophisticated teenager I've ever seen. I mean, this guy is just, his wisdom.
Wise beyond his years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't feel right.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just being like being a jealous asshole about the whole sex thing. I mean, it's not too bad a book, but it just, I hate it.
You know, it's funny, Steve gets a lot of sex in dog's days, too.
It doesn't bother me.
I don't know why,
but you know why? Because it's not like a,
because you know it's real.
It's not gratuitous. No, I don't know. I don't know it's real.
No, that's real.
It's not gratuitous.
It's not.
But anyway, I wanted to ask you, when is this book of yours being published? When's the date?
Supposedly there is the release party and reading at Sam Weller's Bookstore in Salt Lake City on September 28th, 2004. However, recent emails from the evil publisher lady, who shouldn't be listening now, because she is evil.
Mm-hmm.
And did you
and
know?
And she's a Republican, too.
Oh, she's
right?
The worst Republican. I was doing one of those chats with her with the webcam. She had a cardboard cutout of our fearless leader behind her.
Unbelievable.
I can't even believe it. Did I tell you that before? She had a George Bush cutout behind her in the little screen.
Look, this is like a rule of thumb, okay?
You don't have George Bush cutouts behind you while you're doing web chat.
You don't agree to have people who have these cardboard cutouts of George Bush
publish your book. You know what? She wanted to spend the money on publishing the book. It was sitting in a drawer. It's a great book. Listen, I got to tell you guys, out there, the millions.
No, I'll be the one. Look, dude, yeah. I will be the one to tell the listeners it's a great book. I will endorse it.
Okay. All right.
And I don't endorse things very easily. Believe me, if this book sucked, I would say it. You know, I have told Riz many, many times about other shit he's written that I tell him, this sucks, you know. But this is really, and I really mean this, one of the best books written in the 90s. I can only think of a handful of books in the 90s that really approached this book.
People will be talking about this book as though it was written in 2004, because that's the copyright. But I did copyright the book initially in 97.
It's a great book, and I believe in this book, and I'm not just, this is not like an ass-kiss book. But anyways, when is the publication date?
Apparently the full publication date is going to be November. November 2004, you'll be able to go onto Amazon. You'll be able to order the book.
November. And you could order it on Amazon. Cool.
Yeah, it'll be orderable on Amazon.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. She's apparently, well, I mean, she's just, this is what she brought to the table, even though she was a Republican. She brought a certain know-how about how to sell books, apparently. Hopefully she knows something.
She's a writer herself, right?
Apparently. I haven't read anything, but apparently she's written like 30 novels.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you haven't heard of somebody that's written 30 novels, ick, you know? It just freaks you out. Think of
it. Yeah, unless it's Joyce Carol Oates, it's hard to take them seriously.
Right, exactly, right. I mean, if you're writing, you know, if you're Joyce Carol Oates and you write 30, 60, you know, she must have written 100 books by now, then she's Joyce Carol Oates. But this lady...
100? Probably, you know, more along the lines of thousands.
Thousands of books?
Yeah.
She probably has, like,
thousands of short stories children's books.
Absolutely. She's definitely got like 1,000 credits. She's prolific as heck. But did I tell you that after 7 years I finally found the great one-line pitch on the book?
Yeah.
Did I tell it to you?
No.
Okay, here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
It's the story of 6 kids who walk out into the desert and what happens when only 5 of them come back.
Oh, that sucks.
Dude, that's great.
You know what? I hate these little sound bites.
I know, but you gotta come up with it. It took me like 7 years to come up with that.
No.
You don't like it?
It sucks, because it's not really...
It's not the heart of the book.
It's not the story, man.
No, it's not the story at all.
Here's the trouble. Your book is really hard to categorize.
It is.
And
just
put in a little nutshell thing. It's sort of like the Basketball Diaries. I mean,
but what do you call it? The Basketball Diaries has no plot. I'm sorry.
Oh, I forgot to write that down. It's not in my notes.
There's no plot
for
Basketball
Diaries. There's a difference between the Basketball Diaries and Dog's Day. It's like Basketball Diaries goes nowhere.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, he takes drugs, heroin, he has sex, he plays basketball. It also bothers me that he's like a big basketball star. He shoots up all this dope and plays basketball.
Yeah.
It's so cool that he could play basketball on a good load of dope. And I don't know. It's just all this... It's so braggy that I hate it. I just want to take that book and I just want to... fucking rip it up and tear it in a million pieces.
Pick it up. Just at a bookstore, like used bookstore?
No, I found it in the junkyard.
Did you really?
Yeah, I found all my books, almost all of them, and technically it is a recycling depot.
Oh. Do they have like little recycling depoters there who put stuff in stacks or is it?
Yeah. There's volunteers and they come in, they're like old crusty people and they like sort the books, you know, they shell them and people drop the books off. All these rich people. I don't know.
That's a source of income.
I'm not rich, though.
Scoop them all up and sell them on Abe Books, ABEBOOKS.com.
They could do that.
You could do that. If you wanted to.
There's not enough volume.
Yeah, it's true. How many books do they have?
It's like a little clubhouse. Clubhouse. And
there's like the little club dude in there going like, oh yeah, that pre-book came from the lady Omaha who died. They don't know where they come from.
No one knows. People just come in and drop all your little books. Sometimes they don't even look at any book. They just come in, drop their books off and walk
out. Somebody shelves them and treats them decently like they're books.
Yeah, they volunteer to do that.
That's just so, you know, that's wonderful.
I know, it's like, it's socialism.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Well, I'm just talking about just the decent respect for books, because in our culture right now with everybody watching television and you know, web streaming video
and radio.
Nobody's reading anymore, though.
I agree.
Dude, if anybody's listening to this program, they're probably listening to it on their speakers while they're browsing pornography. You know, with the monitor.
Absolutely. I'm doing that right now.
No. Are you really?
No. Okay. What else we got? We got 14 more minutes. My voice is okay. Let's see. I was thinking about talking about my visit to the psychopharmacologist's office. I don't know if I want to go there, though. I could do that.
Oh, you know what we could talk about?
Yeah.
Sport mail.
No, oh. Oh, you know what? Oh, you suck.
You never met a man.
No one's
going to
know what that is.
What?
And no one's going to know what that is. You know what? I have nothing whatsoever to do with that.
How can you describe it?
I don't associate myself with anything like that. I really don't.
No, I understand. Why?
First of all, they don't even know what it is. Talking about things where we don't know what they are, let's talk about Whoopi Goldberg controversy.
All right. I can't describe it. I can't. You don't want to.
I don't want to go there.
All right.
This is why I don't want to go there, because I want to get my father in the show to talk about economics and shit.
Good.
And I don't want to go there.
You know what? And we're going to do it in the next time we get together on this show, and that'll make people, you know, like, what was that stuff they were talking about, right? You see?
Yeah, but whatever it is, I have nothing whatsoever to do with it. Whatever it is.
All right. I haven't heard of the Whoopi Goldberg thing.
All right. No, you must have heard of it. She was speaking at a fundraiser.
This is old news, buddy. I'm sorry.
It's old, but look, here's the thing. I didn't have the radio station then. Okay.
All right. I don't even remember it. What did she say?
Here's the thing. No one really knows what she said, because what she said, it's so supposedly so dirty that they can't even say it. So I was listening to Fox News, and they're like, oh, Whoopi Goldberg said this terrible, obscene thing. Ooh. And she made a reference to her genitalia.
Oh, that's right. Bush. Right. Bush and Bush.
I don't know, but I don't know.
No,
I don't know that.
It was Bush and Bush. It was like Lynch.
You don't
Bush.
Know that. Who knows what?
Do you remember when Bush was running against, I guess it was Clinton, right?
Baby Bush or Papa Bush?
Papa Bush was running against Clinton in 92.
Yeah.
And, all the bumper stickers in California said, lick Bush.
Yeah, that's...
They were great.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I'm surprised because, like, people are, like, too chicken shit around here to do something more.
There, you know, where I live, if you were to put up a Lick Bush thing, you'd get, you know, fired and tarred and feathered.
Right.
I live with the American Taliban, by the way.
They just kill you.
I don't know. I don't know.
You live in Taliban land.
Yeah, I do. I live in the New Zion. That's actually what they called us. They called us the Land of Zion.
Anyways.
Okay, go ahead.
But here's the thing. I still don't know what Whoopi Goldberg said. And dirty. They say, ooh, it's really dirty. But then they don't tell me what it is. So I'm confused.
Do a little research on the internet or something.
No.
It's got to be there.
No, because it might be. But I'm just saying.
I don't know what it is either.
It didn't work because they couldn't, what she said was so dirty. So all they're doing is, I mean, it's just so stupid. All right.
There's something here. And what's here is like, if a tree falls in the forest and, you know, nobody's there, does it make a sound? That kind of thing. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about this thing. You're saying like, does it really, you know, like, yeah, there's kind of some kind of quandary. We better go to the next one.
All right. Fuck it. I'm gonna talk about my trip to the psychopharmacologist's office. Fuck it. I was gonna do Senator Joe Biden, but fuck it.
Good. I like this other topic.
Alright. Okay. So I'm seeing my psychopharmacologist to get my medication, you know, some medication. I pick up this fluff magazine, you know?
Fluff?
Fluff. It's some fluff.
Is it me?
What do they call it? Us.
Okay.
Yeah. What? What did you say?
I said, miss.
What?
No, they still think that. No, it's just terrible. What?
Anyway.
Fluff magazine, people. Entertainment Weekly. I got
it. Oh, you thought I said Fluff Magazine.
The Fluff, dude. Fluff Magazine. I know that at the fucking psychopharmacologist there's not a table full of Fluff Magazines.
You're totally fucking up my story.
Okay,
man.
Just tell you.
Jesus. How am I supposed to run a radio show here? Anyways, alright. So I'm reading this article about Angelina Jolie. By the way, her father is a real fascist.
Oh, whatever. John Wright.
Yeah. But anyways, this is before I knew her father was a fascist. But anyways, I'm reading about Angelina Jolie, and it says, we're saying, like, well, she's not into marriage or relationships or something like that, but she does have needs, and she would have, she says, she has sex with, like, as she would call them, like, friends that she's known for many years, you know? So, and I'm reading that, and I'm getting, like really, really, like, pissed off. Because, like, I'm so jealous, you know? I can't even get a blind woman to have sex with me, you know? So, I'm getting, like, pissed off and depressed, you know? And then I start getting existential, and, you know how it is. And, no, you don't know how it is. But, so, you know, I put it down, and I'm like, oh, fuck, why can't I have sex with Angelina Jolie?
You shouted that out in the lobby of the psychopharmacologist's office?
No, actually.
At the top of your lungs?
No, actually, it was to the doctor himself.
You said that?
No, I
didn't. Oh,
damn. What do you think?
Dude, that's
crazy?
That gonna be so, yes.
You think I'm crazy?
That's it. You're in the psychopharmacologist's office. You should have said that.
Anyways, okay. So, all right. I don't know, some time passes, and I'm watching this show on TV about plastic surgery.
In the lobby there. You're still in the lobby.
No, man, I'm home. I'm at home. I'm in my underwear. I'm watching TV.
You said that you fucking saw that anywhere. Why even bring up the psychopharmacologist?
Because that's what happened, man.
Okay,
Where do I read People Magazine?
It could have happened anywhere.
What do you think? That I can just, that I you know,
been at the grocery store, the supermarket, and you were bored and you were browsing through the magazine.
I can't. Don't suck up my story.
Okay, you're back home.
You're a horrible guest.
You're back home.
All right. So, you know, I'm just watching TV. I'm probably watching, you know, I'm watching, like, E! Or some crap like that. And they're doing this show on, like, plastic surgery. And then.
Dr. 90210.
I don't know. It was.
No?
I don't know. It wasn't that.
Okay.
I've never seen that. But anyway.
What program it's on.
So, and they do this thing. This plastic surgeon is saying about how he grafts up pieces. He cuts off pieces of women's labia and grafts them to their lips.
That does nothing but turn me on.
And
oh my God.
It horrified me. And I'm thinking, Angelina Jolie, her lips are massive.
Oh my heavens.
And I'm thinking, I don't want any part of Angelina Jolie.
Are you kidding me? That makes her like 20 times more attractive to me.
What?
That makes her 20 times more attractive to me.
Dude, I don't know Angelina. I don't know her well enough.
Angelina Jolie?
I don't know her well enough to kiss her.
Vagina?
What?
You could be looking at pieces of her vagina. Women are having their vaginas pasted onto their face.
Well, that's the thing. And I thought to myself after that, I will never kiss a woman again. Fuck it.
You don't, dude. You don't.
No. I don't know women, like, well enough to kiss them. I would have to, like, meet their mother and their father, you know. I would have to know them.
What are you talking about? A woman's lips would be less attractive to you because there are labia on them?
Dude, you can't just, go around kissing, you know,
labia.
Really, because you don't know where their lips have been.
This is why the kid in the Basketball Diaries is getting all those women, because he's not afraid of kissing their vaginas. That's a good thing. Women like that.
You know something?
What?
Here's the thing. This was meant to be like a joke. And it's like, you taking this shit seriously. You think I'm serious.
But women are having their vaginas.
Oh, fuck it.
You're lying to me.
I need a guest.
I am so gullible.
I need with a sense of humor.
You hung up on me.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. Oh, do you know that the moon is like really full and beautiful tonight?
That's probably why everything is so weird right now.
I know. It just came up, and it looks really beautiful.
Is this true that they did this thing with the vaginas? Yes, it's true. They actually do that.
Well, where's the funny part? That's just tantalizing.
It's funny because
it's
I said
funny.
I will never kiss a woman again.
What? That makes it seem like you don't kiss jazz.
Seriously. Jesus Christ.
I find it fantastic.
Oh, you know, see, now I know, like, how to deal with you.
What?
I know how to deal with you. I know, like, no, I'm not joking around because you don't know when I'm joking.
I don't. I didn't in that case. So you really would kiss a woman who had a piece of her vagina stapled onto her lips?
Well, I don't know about that. If I do, I have to know her, like, really well.
I prefer women that way. I'd like a woman standing in an elevator to just tell me that had happened.
And okay, let's say she told you that, and you asked her out on a date, and you went on a date, and would you kiss her goodnight?
Yes. Would I kiss her goodnight?
You ever hear that expression, when you have sex with someone, you're having sex with every person they have ever had sex with?
You know what? I don't think of that when I make love to a woman. I just make love to her in that particular minute.
Dude, you've been married for like
15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not, you know, I mean,
I know.
You know, I'm trying to get into it, though.
I think you would have to, you shouldn't really get, if you knew that a woman grafted her labia to her lips, you should really get to know her. Very well before you kiss her.
Are you kidding? I would try to kiss her as fast as possible. I would kiss her without she could. I would kiss her through the. Is that my call waiting or yours?
Someone.
Oh dear. What if it's somebody that's listening?
No one's listening. Look, were you gonna get the show? The hour's up. Were you gonna get Kay? Kay on the. I thought she was gonna.
Are you still going to keep it? You know what? If you go a little long, then... No, dude, I don't want to put my wife on after I've been talking about kissing these women with their vagina lips.
Why don't you...
It's Dr. Course time. It's almost up. That's okay.
I'll edit her out.
All right. No. I'm serious, though. Let's quit joking here, and you can keep this or you can throw it out. You would really, like, not be totally turned on to hear that this woman pieces of her little
public? I would be grossed out.
Dude, I think we're getting to the base of, you know, the issue.
That's a gross out.
That's not a gross out. That is a total turn on.
No.
That's not a gross out.
First of all, Angelina...
when they're public.
Angelina Jolie's lips are way, way, way too big. She's got
collagen.
A problem.
It's just collagen. It's not like she had big fat labia.
I don't know what it is, but it's not attractive. It's not sexy. She should have just probably left them the way they were.
Did you see Tomb Raider?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, okay. I saw Hackers and I saw Tomb Raider, and in Hackers, Angelina Jolie does not have the lips, and in Tomb Raider, she does have the lips, and I say you do the comparison, okay?
Yeah.
If you want to see some pre-lip Angelina Jolie, rent a hideous movie called Hackers.
Alright. I don't rent movies.
Oh.
But we could get into that another time, not today. Okay. Okay, so we're not gonna... I see I fucked up too.
That's okay. Why do we need to be anonymous?
Well, because I'm afraid of, Nazis.
Oh. I'm not.
Okay, then why don't we go by your real name?
Well, we might as well. We just pitched Dog Days. Anybody that, you know, goes and...
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You know what? Let's just make it public.
Yeah,
there's no reason.
Public, so there's no reason. But don't say it right now, because who cares? At least if they're going to look me up, they have to do a little research. Plus,
fine.
I'm on the record as saying I would be turned on by finding out that... in that, you know, that stuff.
Yeah, that weird, perverted thing of yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not weird and perverted, dude. You were the one who brought it up. They're beautiful. I love labia, don't you?
Sure. I like it as much as the next guy.
But you just don't like it on their lips, under their nose.
You know something? I just like to get to know a woman, like, really well before I kiss them on their labia, you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what? I gotta say something.
Yeah.
15 years ago, I met this fantastic woman. She and I got to know each other over the course of a substantial and suitable period of time. And, you know, after that time was substantial and suitable, but we both, you know, felt the time was right to expand our horizons of our relationship. You know what I'm talking about? I had always had that rule, too, that I had to really know him for a long time. Dude, that very night, bang.
That what?
That very night, I went and, you know, did the duty.
Oh.
You know, I did my duty to God and my country. And we were married. Ultimately.
I don't understand.
I'm just saying, don't hold back, man.
But you already, you were married to your wife. I'm confused.
15 years ago, I'm talking about when I first met my wife.
Right. The same day.
No. Not the same day. I'm talking after we had a suitable platonic courtship. I'm saying
that's okay.
You know, the first night that we hooked up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
after a suitable platonic
courtship. Yeah, you knew her pretty well. I mean, wasn't
that... Oh, you're talking about the suitable platonic... No, but this was the very first time that we hooked. So you're not saying that you wouldn't do it the very first time that you hooked?
I'm confused about what we're even talking about. Do what?
Ask me the next question.
Which is...
What's the next topic?
I think the show is degenerating.
I know. It's been really fun, though. What time is it? How much time do we have?
We're over. We're 12:04.
So we're over.
We're over. We're cool.
But you know what? You can just use some of this extra to edit out some of the crowd.
It doesn't have to be exactly an hour. I mean, you know, if I got in 45 minutes, I would have been happy.
That's it. Good. And we got in an hour. You can get rid of all the telephone fiasco and your dad saying that his mind...
I might not cut that out. But what I would like to cut out, you know, should I cut out your name? Oh, fuck it.
I think it's funny. I think that it makes for a better thing. But I say don't go over an hour.
No, should I cut the real names out? That's what I need to know.
What are you going to replace them with? Just going to be like a blip?
Air.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Fuck it. God damn it.
I never said www.dogsdays.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can fill it with this. You can use this as your loop. www.dogsdays.com. DOGSDAYS.com.
And what is this for?
That's the website URL of my book.
Okay. But you can't get it yet.
You can't get it yet, fat excerpt there.
When could we get it?
November.
November what?
November. Get what? November 1st.
All right.
Go online, November 1st.
All right. Is there, like, anything we could read about the book?
There's a lot of excerpts.
Samples.
There's a huge excerpt. Did you see the excerpt, by the way?
Yeah, I really hated the way you did that.
Why?
because you don't put it all in the skinny column.
Oh, well, I know.
I mean, you could go blind eating that shit. Why don't you just give them?
Who has time to do web programming,
dude? Why don't you just give them
a PDF?
Half the novel in a PDF.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm putting up the first half of the book in a PDF, okay?
How could that hurt you? How could that hurt you?
It's not going to hurt me.
I mean, what are you going to do? Read the whole first half and say, oh, well, fuck it.
No, they're not. They're going to love it.
Yeah.
They're going to love the whole book. All right, I'll put up a PDF. That's cool.
All right.
As soon as I...
All right. Well, this show hasn't been nearly the disaster. We've had some problems, but it hasn't been...
Dude, this is not a disaster. This was great. We had fun. I had a good talk with you. We didn't,
Well, I had that major phone fuck up.
I know, but you can edit that out. But we should give it some closure. So right now I say that this should be the last, this should be minute 59 of the show.
It doesn't have to be exactly now. I want to do the credits.
You're going to do credits?
Yeah, I'm going to do credits.
We're anonymous, dude. What are you going to do? Special thanks to the Republican National Organizational Committee for, providing the...
Give me the credits. I want to do credits, and we got to do the legal shit and all that. All
right.
Huh.
Okay, dude, it's been fun.
I can't believe, no one called in. Let me just give the number one more time. This sucks.
I know. Dude, it's very difficult to listen to live on Live 365.
It is.
It is.
415-738-0689. The website is talkwarrior.com. I mean, Live 365, they just bombard you with advertisements. I mean, how could you, you're just overwhelmed,
No, but I mean, even when I've seen little things that say this is streaming live right now and I click, I have trouble. And it always starts at the beginning, so I know that it doesn't.
No, it often starts in the middle.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it starts in the middle.
I mean, I don't really understand that. I don't understand, it's like a whole shitload of people added me to their presets.
A shitload? That means a dozen?
Well, I can count them up right now.
Because a shitload is 50.
No.
Actually, in the Webster's Dictionary, if you look up shitload, it says 50.
No, it wasn't 50.
Oh, okay. See, so it wasn't a shitload.
In the OEM, it's actually 300.
In the what?
In the...
OEM, it's a shitload of 300?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good. Let me see what the... Not the OEM, sorry. Oxford English Dictionary. OED.
Yeah.
You know what? When I do a bush, when I do a retardo, it's your job to correct me.
The phrase OEM, because I used to work at that computer company.
Yeah.
So it didn't even seem weird to me. I've heard OEM so many times.
Yeah, OEM is
original exported. What does it stand for? God, I can't even remember.
I mean, I know
what
it is.
What's the original system?
Fuck. I mean, why doesn't the fucking car call up and help us retard? I mean, Jesus, man. Okay. I mean, fuck these listeners.
Yeah. Don't abuse them.
I'm gonna get after their asses. Okay. You want the statistics? Here we go. All right. 3, 3, 3, 9, 12, 14, 6, 18 presets.
Not a shitload. But, more than a dozen. So that's good. That's interesting. Do you know what, dude? Do you know who those 18 people probably are? Dude, all those 18 people, they're Homeland Security, dude. Those are all the dudes getting paid money from Homeland Security. Those are like FBI and CIA. Dude, those are the only people interested in some fucker that sets up talkwarrior.com.
Yeah.
They think you're a fucking terrorist, dude.
Yeah, man. ATF.
That's right. You've got talkwarrior.com. It's like, whoa.
No, it sounds like some kind of right-winger name.
It does. but it sounds like some kook.
It sounds a little kooky.
Sounds
a kooky.
Kooky.
It's a little armchair warrior-y.
It is. It's a little armchair warrior-y. I have to say that I did only budget an hour in my schedule to participate in.
Let's do the credits, man.
Let's do them.
All right. The show is dedicated to the true American heroes. The homeless and the working poor, the vast majority of these people do not have the privilege to listen to internet radio because they can't afford a computer and are too busy being fucked. But I am with my sisters and brothers in spirit. I also dedicate the show to all the people around the world who fight against fascism and imperialism. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network, and it may not be rebroadcast or distributed without the express written consent of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. We'll see you again next week. Actually, I should probably say you'll be listening to us next week, or I'll re-edit that. But we'll be here next week at Sunday, 8 o'clock Pacific time. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show.
Put a link up to dogsdave.com, because now it's in your radio show.
Go ahead.
You do it.
What do you mean?
You have to tell the person who does your website to put the link up to Dog Dave. It's what we talked about for an hour, dude.
You have to talk to Dickie about that.
All right. I'll talk to Dickie Moshe. Great talking to you, Moshe. Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Liz, that's Moshe.
Moshe. Moshe.
You know something? I know. Liz has a lot of trouble with my name. Just call me Moses.
Okay, Moses. All right. Great talking to you. You can stay online, but I got to run, dude.
I'm going.
All right.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Goodbye.